Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with me, your radio talk show host, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson. A talk show of real people with real stories, real testimonies that will inspire you and me to moving forward into our breakthrough. So glad to have you today. Now we're going to move forward to inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough with Dr. Beverly L. Swanson.
Well, hello everyone, and this is Dr. Beverly L. Swanson, and once again, welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough. Now, this broadcast and all topics and all guests are designed to build and encourage our faith and to inspire each of us to continue to press in beyond the trials and the turbulence that insist on invading our daily lives. Now, the Word of God is real, dear ones, and faith is a process. Now, what helps us through the process is being able to listen to others, being transparent about their own lives and experiences, their pain, and their victories. Real people sharing real stories of pain and triumph. But this broadcast is very special today. This broadcast is a broadcast where we've been obedient to the Holy Spirit of the living God. In the studio today is Dr. Coy Barker. Dr. Coy Barker is an internationally known orator and author. He is the founder of Elevation Point Church in Loganville, Georgia. Now, Dr. Barker is an Oklahoma native, and he recognized that God had a call on his life to enter the ministry as young as age 16. Now, Dr. Barker was obedient to the will of God, using all available platforms, even media, to see lives change throughout the nations of the world. And he's been doing this, ladies and gentlemen, for over four decades. He trains kingdom leaders, and he's presently being used in the area of TV and social media. Now, some of you have recently seen him on Praise the Lord, TBN, and most recently this week with Benny Hinn. Now, he also often speaks in conferences and leadership meetings as an inspirational speaker, a motivational speaker, and a trainer in the kingdom. He has built churches into the thousands, and he will equip us for enlargement and success in our divine assignment. I would love for each and every one of you to please welcome our guest this morning, Dr. Coy Barker, which I will affectionately acknowledge him the rest of the broadcast by his office of apostle. Apostle, are you here with us in the studio?
I am so excited about what God's doing, Dr. Beverly. It's a great day. It's an awesome day in God's kingdom. And what an honor for us to connect with you and take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
It is indeed. And I tell you, I'm in total agreement with you, Apostle. I don't believe we have a choice. The Holy Spirit burns like a fire. And I know he burns in you because he's certainly burning in me. There is a message to get out to his people, and we are equipped to do it, and we cannot contain it.
Yeah, we must not back up from our God assignment in this generation. This is such a pivotal moment in God's kingdom. This is a time for us to expand, take back our territory, do what God called us to do. rise up and be healed, rise up and be blessed, so that we can be a blessing to others around the world. And it's just it's an amazing thing when you think that God chose a little country boy from Hollis, Oklahoma, to take the message to the ends of the earth, and just to see the masses of people that have been healed and been delivered and been trained to build churches, take churches, and businessmen who moved out of their comfort zone and began to be a king in the kingdom, where God could bless them with tremendous wealth to help spread the gospel of the kingdom. And so it's a great hour. It's an hour unlike anything that I've ever lived. And I've basically been in church since I was 3 days old. So this is a great moment. And again, what a joy to share it with you and just share my heart with your great audience.
It is an honor to have you. This is indeed a supernatural hour. And I want our audience to understand that God does use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And as Apostle continues to speak, I want each and every one to grasp, especially those that I'm hearing in my spirit, that I don't think he can use me. The ones that are saying that are truly the ones that he truly wants to use. Again, he uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Your past is not an issue, is it, Apostle?
No, it's not. It's so amazing to me when you think of the supernatural power of God coming into ordinary people. Actually, according to 2 Peter 1, comes our very nature becomes the nature of God. We take on the image of God, the likeness of God, and suddenly we begin to realize when we have God's DNA that nothing is impossible. And I've lived long enough to have the scars upon my life that are trophies of God's grace to tell you and your wonderful audience, there is no one listening right now that cannot open themselves up and let the Holy Spirit saturate their life, let the God nature take over in their life and change them from sickness to health, from lack to abundance, from a life of insecurity to a life of security, beginning to understand the awesomeness and the greatness of God. I would have to go back to my childhood, tell a little bit about that for people really to grasp that I'm just an ordinary person that God has graced and given such an anointing to. I was raised in abject poverty, lived below the tracks, literally, but I was raised by godly parents who taught me the revelation of God. My dad died with a heart attack when I was 14 years old, and he was my hero. He was the person that had formed me, shaped me, spoken into my life as a young man. Just such an awesome example to what God can do with ordinary people. And then I ended up marrying my high school sweetheart out of my going to church with her and going to school with her. And we'd just been married a little bit, and I was receiving a promotion in a business that I was in. And so me and her and my mom got up early to go to Big Springs, Texas to look at the opportunity that was available as we were now married and God was blessing us. And so we left before daylight, started across a bridge, and a gas transportation truck, the driver pulled in at my door and threw my mother and my wife through the windshield and broke my wife's neck and split my mother half in two in the bridge railing, just cut her in two, and the car went off into the creek bed, and I came to myself down there and had a crushed rib cage, my arm cut to the bone for about 12 inches in my arm. And so it was a dark, dark moment when all of this was taking place, and I looked up and the truck driver was stopping the top of the hill, moving on, finally turned around, came back. But I only tell that part of it so that people can understand I do know what it is to walk through pain. I do know what it is to bear the marks of someone who has suffered, gone through dark places. But through the dark places of my life, God really showed himself strong, showed himself powerful. I had one brother, and me and him loaded up and moved to Texas with my mother's sister, and tried to start my life over. But through all of that process, there was such a continual peace that God would make a way where there was no way. And I began to understand the revelation of God at a level through my pain and through my setback that I had never known in my entire life. And so I say to you, wonderful people who are listening today, that even though you may be in a dark moment right now, it has an expiration date on it, and you will change from that dark moment to another whole dimension in your Christian life. And God began to unveil the Word of God to me, began to open the revelation of God to me. And suddenly that calling that Dr. Beverly had talked about at 16 years old, I was in college to be a businessman. Here come this calling stirring back up in my heart. And there was no ministers in my background and my family or my family's family. But I said, whatever, Lord. And so I then went to Bible college and seminary and got my doctorate. And all of this process, God was building me to become an influence for his kingdom around the world. And we've had the joy and privilege of raising up great churches all over the world, training hundreds and thousands of leaders in the kingdom. But I so many times am taken back to that moment in my life that was so dark and seemingly so painful that I couldn't bear it, except that God established my life. And so I just want to say to this wonderful audience today that there is a God who is more than able to change your world. I believe we're living in an hour, an apostolic movement that is happening. God is pouring his Spirit out at a measure and a level unlike any other time in the history of mankind. And I'm thankful today that radical changes are happening to God's people. And we're seeing day after day, month after month, my wife, Dr. D, and I are seeing change after change happen to people's lives who simply connect to the word of the Lord. And I was thinking and praying and seeking God for this word today, and there's two different words that I'm going to really bear my heart with you about. Number one is in Daniel 11:32. He's talking about the last days, which you know and I know we're living in that moment. But he said, those that do know their God. And I think it's so important that we understand he's not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. He's not talking about joining a church. All of that's good. He's talking about a relationship with God in such an intimate way till you personally begin to know him. And so he said, those that do know their God. And so I would say to you, first of all, you're wonderful people who are wanting to accelerate, want to move forward, ready to live your life on purpose and live out the kingdom life, which is a blessed life beyond measure, to move from ordinary to extraordinary, from natural to supernatural, from a life maybe of setbacks to a life of understanding it's really a setup for your best days. And God can turn everything about you and turn just normal situations into miracles. And so I just want to encourage you, number one, to get an intimate relationship with God by your worship, by your surrender, by saying, God, here is my life. I'm giving myself to you. I want to be a part of this great kingdom of God that's unstoppable. I want to live this radical lifestyle in the kingdom. I want to fulfill my God purpose, because unless I align myself with my God purpose, I never feel fulfilled. I never have that joy and satisfaction. I'm always in a mode of knowing there's something else. But once you surrender and you say, God, here is my life. Be the Lord of my life. Take control of my life. And suddenly you begin to operate in the gifting and the grace of God that God's put upon your life. Then at that point, God can change you. I'll take just a little trip back in my past. When I was 12 years old, Dr. Barnes, the physician in our city, diagnosed me with leukemia because I was in terrible shape. I'd lost a lot of weight. And he just said to my mom, there is no natural hope in medical science at this time. And my mom, on our way out of the doctor's office, said, don't worry about what the doctor said. We have another report. And it says that he's the healer. So when everything else fails, God will make a way. My dad came home from work. My mom told him what Dr. Barnes had said. And he just said to me that night when we had our family altar, and he read the word, he read the scriptures on healing, and said, in the morning, we're going to take you to church as our practice is. At the close of the service, our pastor will call the church down, this little church. We're going to anoint you with oil, according to James chapter 5, and the Lord will heal you. Well, my dad had never lied to me. So that Saturday night, it seemed like it was 24 hours long. I was so excited about going and getting my healing. We went to church that Sunday, and the pastor at the close of the message called me down, set me on the altar. They gathered around, anointed me with oil. God ripped that cancer out of my blood system.
Glory
to God. I've never had another moment of that problem. So, Dr. Beverly, that's the kind of living that God's calling his people into. And we've seen every kind of miracle that you can imagine in our years in the kingdom work. And it's just, to me, it's such a momentous moment in God's kingdom. There is an expansion. There is a release. There is a supernatural that's taking place. God's visiting people in their homes. He's visiting people on their jobs. He's opening doors for them. And I just think that you and I have lived to see the day that there is such an apostolic move of God, where God's breaking down every barrier to get
every
this
barrier.
Gospel to the ends of the earth. Is that awesome?
It is awesome. It's mind-boggling. You can't even try to decipher it or figure it out. You must just receive it. You must just believe and receive it. And you know, I must tell you, Apostle, it's not by happenstance that you started with your childhood. That's what was placed on my heart in the wee hours of the morning to start. And I can feel on a line that there are many affected by that. You see, many of us that have the Lord has touched for a time such as this have had a difficult childhood growing up. Many are on a line, I can feel, are even wondering at this time how they're even surviving. There have been many instances that they should never have even made it through. But God has an ultimate plan that we do not see, that we cannot see. Once we are born, we are in a training ground, a camp. Our journey is to prepare us for a time such as this. I want you to understand that we represent truth. And the only way to completely represent truth is to experience it. So that when we share our testimony, we're sharing it from truth, from an experience where the Lord had brought us through and did not fail us and did not forsake us. I'm here to tell you, the deeper your scars, the greater the testimony, and the bigger your cause.
Yes.
Those dark moments that you thought that you were in, there was still the light of Jesus in your path. He knew, the Lord knew, when he chose each and every one of us that we would pass the test for a time such as this. The general of all generals would never choose anyone that would fail.
That's right.
That makes no strategic sense. And the God that we serve is the sovereign one, the general of all generals. Apostle speaks nothing but truth. Those words have been placed upon his tongue from the Father himself to share with you. So for those that are on the line that I'm feeling in my spirit, they're feeling that you can't do anything for him. That is not so. You have been selected, chosen, trained, equipped, and matriculated for a time such as this.
My God, yes.
And until you get into what he stated, that intimacy with our Father, you will never feel that you are fulfilled. You can no longer run. The arising is now. The plumb line has been drawn, and the assignment is in full force.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Praise God for it. Apostle,
I am
please.
So aware that somebody listening right now is about to have an experience with God that's going to cause them to literally catapult into a whole new dimension of their life. This is not just another moment. This is a God moment. This is a time that God had chosen. He knows you. He knows your desires. He knows the inner workings of your life. He knows every scar that you have. And I want you to wear your scars as trophies of grace. Don't hide them. Say, look what the Lord has done. Look what Jehovah God has done. Look what Almighty has done for me. And so he said, those that do know their God takes on the identity of God. And I think it's just so important that you refocus on who God says you are, not who negative people say you are, not what your past says you were, but you understand as blood-washed, forgiven, child of the Most High God, you have now taken the identity of Jehovah God. You now are walking as a son or a daughter of the kingdom of God. You no longer are who you used to be. And I would just say today it's time for you to refocus on your true identity. A lot of people said a lot of things in my life to me that were negative, but God always has spoken. So he said, those that do know their God shall be strong. God is pouring even as you're going through this adversity. Someone listen to me right now. As you're going through this adversity, this challenge, God is pouring his very strength and life into you so that when you come out on the other side of this adversity, that you will be ready to fulfill the God purpose, which is going to bring you into that position of strength like you've never known. So he said, those that do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. This is a season where God's taken, and Dr. Beverly said it so clearly a while ago, God's taken ordinary people, anointing them with the power of the Holy Spirit, causing them to begin to function and do the extraordinary. Somebody right now, listening by the Holy Spirit, you've tuned into the voice of God. God is pouring into you this revelation of God. I even hear the Lord saying he is reversing some things in your life. There's going to come divine reversals that's going to bring such blessing and such benefit to your life. And I just believe that your waiting season is ending. That the thing you've been waiting on, praying about, processing toward, moving by faith toward, I believe that God is bringing an end to the waiting, and you're about to receive the manifestation of the desires of your heart. I believe this is a season like no other to move by faith. Don't allow your five senses. Don't allow logic. It's never logical when God asks you to do something. It's just never logical. He said to Mary, Martha, roll the stone away, and I'll bring your brother out of the dead. It'd been 4 days, and they said to Jesus, by now he stinketh. He said, you roll the stone away. That was totally not logical for them to roll the stone away. And when God starts leading you into this radical faith life of doing great exploits for the kingdom, asking you to step across the line, get out of your comfort zone, into the supernatural of God, you're going to look back on it and say, I'm so thankful that I heard the word of the Lord. I'm so thankful that I learned there was no impossibilities. With God, all things are possible. With God, nothing is impossible. So no matter what you're facing today, what you're working your way through, the process that you're going through, and I just feel very strongly, and I'll share it in my scripture, Amos 9 in a minute, but there is a divine acceleration that God's going to process you through that's going to move you. What used to take a month is going to take a week. What used to take a week to accomplish in Jesus' name is going to take a day. God is so accelerating. Dr. D and I, my wife and I, have experienced this, Dr. Beverly, where what I thought would take X amount of months or 2 or 3 years, suddenly it's just happening. There is an acceleration of God connections. There's an acceleration of seeing the hand of God moving so far beyond the natural. And I just even feel being connected with you today, Dr. Beverly. There is such an agreement of unity that's between you and I right now that nothing is impossible for these precious people. Because God said, if two of us agree, it's done. And I just think we're living at that moment right now where God is so repositioning his body. He's moving them through setback, through a difficulty, through a challenging situation. He's actually moving us into his divine, perfect plan for our lives. And to me, that's exciting. That's just exciting.
It is exciting, and you know, as you're speaking, I'm feeling in my spirit. So I'm just going to say this.
Speak.
It doesn't matter. precious sons and daughters of God. It doesn't matter if you were a drug addict or a drug addict right now, fighting to find Christ, fighting to find the Lord, fighting the addiction, fighting the wrong voice in one ear and the right voice in the other. It doesn't matter if you are currently on the streets in prostitution. It does not matter. God finds you where you are. Jesus walked the streets amongst beggars, amongst prostitutes, all those that were addicted. Jesus is still the Savior of your life. He is waiting for you. You don't have to know the steps how to get into his presence. All you have to do is open up your mouth say, Lord, help me. I want to know you. And he will meet you where you are. His presence will overwhelm you. This is the radical that the apostle is talking about. I want you to understand the reason why you're feeling so radical on the inside that it doesn't make sense to you and you're afraid. You're afraid to talk to others about it because it's so off the charts. Well, dear ones, that is because we were made in the image and the likeness of our Father. He is radical. It was a radical God that parted the Red Sea. He could have lowered the waters, but he parted it because he's radical.
Yes.
It was a radical God that put Jonas in the belly of a whale to wake him up and remind him who is God. He could have just given him a slap on the wrist. He could have sent him to prison for a few days. He could have just made him a little miserable for a moment until he got his attention. No, our God is a radical God.
Yes, he is.
He speaks loud and clear. He is the sovereign one, and he never, ever fails or forsakes his people. He is a forgiving God. His love is immeasurable.
My God.
Immeasurable.
My God.
It is his love that the best that he had, which was his only begotten son, he sacrificed for every single one of us. So do not let the current situation that you're in rob you from your right, and your right is salvation, wholeness, redemption. The lover of your soul is Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
And he is waiting for you to simply ask him to come in. You're the ones that we are trying to reach. You're the ones that takes us from the radio to the TV to whatever platform is available in social media. We want to reach you with the love of Christ and the word for your life. And that word is that you were saved, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, freed, and eternal life is yours. It is your right to live in wholeness. It is your right to live in righteousness. It is your right to live in health. It was a price that was paid. You are surrounded by that darkness that the apostle talks about, which is the smoke screen of the deception and lies of the wicked one. But we are here in the obedience of the Most High God to bring the light and the truth to
you.
He's waiting for
you. It's so amazing to me that Jesus hung on the cross for one purpose only, and that's redemption. To redeem us from our brokenness, from our bondage. When you and I speak the love of God, the kingdom power, it all makes its way back to the cross.
Yeah.
Because he hung there, suspended between heaven and earth for one purpose. Only had the power to come down. He could have called angels and got down. But he said, not my will, but I'm willing to give my life to redeem people. The second thing the Holy Spirit said to me when you were ministering just then, Satan always attacks the hardest, those whose life will threaten his kingdom the most. And so it's some of your precious people that's listening. you've got to understand the reason you're going through what you're going through is because of the calling, the assignment, the gifting of God that God has put inside you. I think it's so interesting. When God created the world, he spoke and said, there it is. But when he got ready to make man, he took his hands and formed us, fashioned us, then took his breath and breathed life into us.
Yeah.
And then he said, I bless you. I empower you to fulfill my purpose of dominion, of fruitfulness, of doing what I've called you and chose you to do. And I just want to say to every one of you who are listening that you understand you are a chosen vessel. The very fact that you're listening tells me that God has a great plan for your life. Your destiny is incredible. I don't care what you've been through, what you're into, what you're presently doing. This is your God moment for chains to fall. In the spirit, I can almost feel and hear the chains falling because
yes.
The word carries the power within itself. I love that scripture in Luke 1 where it said the word has the power in the Amplified Bible to fulfill where it was sent. And I want you to understand today that this is the very fact that you're listening tells me God's assignment and his blessing shall manifest in your life. Because God said you're going to great exploits. And just understand from a common sense thing that you never go in and attack an empty vault at a bank. If somebody's going to rob a bank, they're going to find one that's loaded. And the very fact that we as people come under an attack, a fierce attack of the enemy, should tell us instantly we have something phenomenal inside of us. We are loaded for the kingdom's sake to destroy the works of the enemy and to establish the blood-bought kingdom of God at a level that we cannot even imagine. And I just sense such a fresh anointing and empowerment that is flowing. And I just speak to you in the name of Jesus. And I just decree it's going to happen right now. So,
yeah.
Dr. Beverly, I just feel an anointing. Just speak a moment what you're feeling. I just sense God doing something.
He is. He is. Dear precious sons and daughters, there are some of you feeling, I don't know, I've not been raised in a church like that. I don't know. I don't know him the way the apostle knows him. Well, listen to me, dear ones. I wasn't raised in a church. At
right.
7 years old, my mother pulled me aside and said to me, I want you to know there's something special about you. I knew it the day you were born. Now you're going to hear things and see things, but don't let it scare you. I see things and hear things too. But if anything ever feels too heavy upon you, you just call out the name of Jesus 3 times and it has to flee. This is how my mother taught to me. I'm from back east. We went to Catholic school because those were the private schools.
Sure.
So I wasn't raised in a church. I don't know the cliches either, dear precious sons and daughters. I don't know and didn't know all the protocol, but I knew that I had conversations with my father. That's all my mother said. Just talk to him. He's your father. And then suddenly I had a Pentecostal experience in 2005. Where the Holy Spirit knocked me on my face. I didn't even have the gift of tongues. He knocked me on my face, and for 4 hours, I prayed in a prayer language that wasn't even my voice until I collapsed in a pool of sweat on the floor. So I'm here to tell you, It doesn't matter if you were not raised in a church. I wondered why he chose me to give his messages, and I realized it was because the word that I have in me and the voice that I hear is his. It's not doctrine.
That's right.
It's not what I've learned growing up.
Right.
It is straight from the throne room itself, and the truth is what sets his people free. So
yes.
I'm here to tell you, I married at 16. I had four beautiful children. Once I had that Pentecostal experience, the enemy came at me with everything he had and more, and tried to take every last one of my children out brutally. Oh, but God. So I'm here to tell you, he has protected you from the onset of your first breath, knowing who you were, his. Your life has been preordained, predestined, and predetermined for a time such as this. There is no failure in Christ Jesus.
Right.
It is impossible to fail. Your life is not your own. You are never alone. The world has attempted to make you feel that you're alone. No one understands you. I know I felt that growing up. But I'm here to tell you, it is impossible for royalty to be alone. It's never without an entourage.
That's right.
The president never walks without an entourage and security.
Right.
How much more will the God, the master creator, and all the brilliance that you can't even fathom in your natural mind, not surround his own, even when we don't know who we are? Now, if things feel like they're piling up on you right now and everything's coming at you, well, that's because you are right there at the promise.
Yes.
The devil is strategic.
Yep.
And any general is not going to waste soldiers when you're miles from the target.
Yep.
That makes no strategic sense. But when you are right where you could take what is great, that's when all the forces of the opposing force is released to keep you from crossing that line. So you see, the apostle said, worship, praise, get into his presence. When you are feeling the most pressure is when you should dance and sing and praise, worship, and celebrate the most, because you are right there. And the enemy is only doing what makes strategic sense. Given everything he has to keep you from getting all that has been put aside just for you. And all that you're supposed to do. Glory to God.
Yeah, the wonderful thing that I've learned is that we're never alone. What you just said, the forces of heaven are around us. Sometimes when it seems we don't even have a person that we can touch at that moment, just always remember that the angelic forces of God have aligned themselves to help you. You were designed by Almighty God to do exploits in his kingdom. There is nothing that you're facing today that God can't turn into a situation that will bless you. I believe that somebody right now has such a divine appointment with God. It's time for you to understand this is a God moment. This is a divine appointment. I believe it's a game changer moment in your life where the Holy Spirit of God is raising you up for the kingdom of God. We are going to advance. We're going to take new territory.
Yes.
We are being equipped. We are being positioned. Everything you've gone through is positioning you as a person who has a call of God, a gift of God inside you. And I'm going to tell you right now, God is a generous giver. He is a generous giver. He come to heal you. He comes to bless you. He comes to inspire you. He comes to lift you up out of the situation. And I'm going to tell you, this is such a God moment. There is a power that is released on this program. And I just pray that you'll begin to get a new perspective. Look at things from God's point of view. Look at things from the kingdom point of view. Your journey is a part of the process. And God's using everything that you have gone through, are going through, to position you for greatness. I sense God raising up a whole new breed of people of God who are going to advance. I just hear the Lord saying, now is the time for you in the kingdom of God to move forward. Challenges to me always lead to new opportunities. Every time I go through a challenge in my life, no matter how hard it is, how difficult it is, when I move into that position and walk and allow God to walk me through that position and live out my faith, when I get to the other side of it, divine opportunities begin to happen in my life.
Yes.
And so I just sense to tell you today that maybe facing a challenge, maybe going through something, I just want to tell you there's an opportunity. We're going to get back everything that the enemy's stolen from us. And God is removing barriers. The barriers are going to break. Your God destiny shall manifest, and God by His Holy Spirit is going to equip you day by day by day to take you to the divine destiny that God has for your life. And I just hear the Lord saying He's going to give you sweatless victories. Your your days of great turmoil and great agony, I just speak to you in Jesus' name. There is a move of God that's happening that's going to position you where you are going to understand this is a sweatless victory moment where you just walk with God, you obey the call of God. The force of faith is already at work in you. It's already working inside of you. And it's time for your next dimension living. And I just want you to shake off the opinions that were negative about you. I want you to shake off any kind of negative garbage that's been said about you, any of your past that seems to come back up at you. Shake it off and know that this season is a season where God's going to move you into an unrestricted and unlimited position in your life. And I just encourage you to go to coybarker.com. I've got a free book download call that Dr. D and I put together called Unrestricted. And just allow that word to sink into your heart. It's absolutely free. And it's just so that you that are listening can, because I believe what you feed yourself is what you become. What you feed yourself, I want you to feed yourself with the word of faith that lets you know the day of being restricted and the day of being limited has come to an end. And God's opening a door through Dr. Beverly's ministry right now to lead you into a whole new dimension of living. He's going to make you strong. He's going to develop in you the strength. He's going to, listen, God knows our weaknesses, but He said through those weaknesses, the kingdom advances. Sometimes we don't understand, but God makes His strength manifest in our weak areas. So I'm just telling you today, understand, begin to renew your mind. I know that if you, and it's been proven over and over, if you create the habit, and it's a new habit, it's a kingdom habit, of feeding yourself faith, putting into your life truth, such as Romans 8:28, where we begin to understand that nothing we're going through is going to hurt us, but everything we're going through is going to help us. And once you begin to understand the revelation of God, you begin to feed that into your life. And you don't, you know, I say to people all the time, I don't understand how water can run over a dam, produce power, and all I have to do is flip a switch and my lights come on. But I'm not going to sit in the dark and not flip the switch. All God's asking you today, he doesn't ask you to understand all the things it wants about the kingdom. He just asks you to move and flip the switch of faith and just say, God, I know all things are working for my good. All things are turning for my good. I know that this situation is going to turn for kingdom advancement. And what the devil meant for evil, that you're going to turn it for good in my life.
Yes.
And that your purpose, which is vital in my life, is what's most important. And you're going to use every scar, every pain. See, God, again, coming back to what Dr. Beverly said, he's going to take ordinary people that have limitations, that have all kinds of situations, and he's going to take that and turn it into an unrestricted, unlimited lifestyle in the kingdom. And I believe with all my heart, God is pulling you out for this God moment. There's a sense of God's purpose in your life. There is a understanding by the Holy Spirit that you have a God mission. You have an anointing on your life, and that you can never be happy just being ordinary. God has a powerful calling for his kingdom upon your life. And never, ever coming back to what Dr. Beverly said, you're never alone. God is always with you. God has connected you, and it's very important that even the fact that you're connected to Dr. Beverly, that you understand that a God connection such as this right here can change your whole world. And when you begin to grasp this and understand this and get a grip on this, that the person that's a God leader that you connect to that has a revelation of God can lead you through every barrier and cause you to have an enlargement to happen in your life and cause you to be able to do great exploits in the kingdom. The reason my life is the way it is God connected me with the right people that they could speak into my life, speak words of life into my life, and I took those words and I began to, some of them I've never met in person, but I met them through radio, I met them through television, I met them through the printed page, and I began to let those people literally change my life. And so I just want to encourage you to refuse to allow the distractions or the things around you to some way distract you from your God purpose. Realize that this is so important. The very fact that you're tuned in and Dr. Beverly and I are working together with you means that God has something incredible that he's about to do in your life. And I just think that you as a believer have got to understand nothing just happens in the kingdom.
No.
Nothing just happens. It's not by some happenstance that Dr. Beverly and I are connected with you today. This is a God appointment in the kingdom to move you from one level to the next level and to cause things that have had you in bondage to be broken off your life and to have you to experience the freedom that comes in the kingdom of God. And it, you know, when I look back on my life has been so ordered by God, even through the valley of the shadow of death, God was with me. Even through the difficult places, Dr. Beverly, God was right there directing my footsteps. To me, that's awesome. Awesome.
You know, the apostle is so right. Our Father, who is the I am that I am, graciously brought us together for a time such as this, not for us, but for each and every one of you that listens to the broadcast and has an ear to hear, teaching you, placing seeds of truth within you so that the Holy Spirit can give you that supernatural wisdom and knowledge and revelation of those words even as you leave the broadcast. He mentioned that the sweetness, does that happen? Yes. That happens when you understand that our God is greater than anything and everything he's created, and that means Satan himself.
Right.
Instead of focusing on what the negative is in your life or the attacks of the enemy, why focus on something that's already been defeated? Instead of doing that, look ahead and understand that it, again, is impossible for you to fail because he does. Like the apostle said, God takes everything that the enemy meant for evil and he turns it around for his good.
Yes.
So even in the most pressure of the attacks, what's going to happen is you're going to get a mighty testimony that will even win more people to Christ. There truly is no failure in Christ Jesus. So why waste time, precious time, and focusing on what he is instead of focusing and dancing, because God does have you. He will never let an enemy or never let anything or anyone that he created have precedence over him. You are the sons and daughters of the living Most High God.
So
do you not protect your children from the wiles of the enemy? How much more will our Father, who is the only true God, protect us within each and every one of us? In the belly, hidden in the belly of us, is a precious word that will turn the lives around the people that don't have the strength that you have, that cannot persevere like you do, that don't know what to do. We have the ability to continue to keep going. Even when we want to stop, we can't.
That's right.
But there are people that don't have that strength, and they need your voice. They need your testimony that gives them hope and the expectation that God still lives. So don't waste time on the yesterday, the yesteryears. It's a new time, and our Father is doing a new thing.
Yes, he is.
With his new people for a time such as this.
Desert places are going to bloom. Dry places are going to be watered. God is awakening your God possibilities through this ministry today. He's asking you to raise your mentality to a biblical alignment, that you begin to understand there is possibilities with God that are so far beyond our natural. And I feel so, so anointed of God to tell you, this is a defining moment for some very special people. This is a defining moment in the kingdom of God for you, because you are a special person that God would connect you. And I'm telling you, by the Holy Ghost, it's your turnaround time. It's time for you to realize it's your turnaround time. This is a special timing, a new season, a new thing. And I just want you to raise your hopes to a new level. Begin to raise your expectations to a new level. And realize, I'm feeling the anointing. I believe that there is unexpected doors of blessings that are about to open to you that's going to be amazing. I believe that the greatest months of advancement are upon you right now. If you will just yield yourself to God, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to beat the overwhelming odds that have been stacked against you. You're going to conquer. You're going to win. The life and nature of God inside you is going to cause you to bounce back from that situation, and you shall overcome. This is a moment. Understand this. This is a moment of new alignments. Watch as God starts moving new people into your life that are God sent to build your life for the kingdom of God. God is processing you right now. You have to understand, all of us, no matter what our names are, we've had to go through a process. Abraham, the father of faith, went through a process. The Bible said he staggered not at the promise of God through the process. Some of you right now are living between the prophetic word that's been given to you and the manifestation. And the transition is a process. And I encourage you to understand right now, God is processing you through some situations that you really wouldn't have welcomed, but God's going to use it for his glory. And never, ever curse the crisis, because I promise you, from years in the kingdom of working with thousands of people, God's going to turn that crisis into an open door and move you to a new level. And I want you to so awaken to kingdom living. What Dr. Beverly and I are trying to talk to you about is kingdom living. It's a life of new authority. It's a life of new power. It's a life of new dominion. And it's a life of supernatural increase. And I believe that your broken places are being healed, even right now. Even unfruitful places are suddenly going to bear fruit in your life. Places that have been broken, unfruitful, dried up, you're going to begin to see God Almighty do some things for you that you're going to know. And we talk about it a lot, but there is a supernatural shift that is happening in the kingdom of God. And that's the reason God spoke so clearly through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 2:9. He said, I'm moving you into an arena that your eyes have not seen, that your ears have not heard, that your heart in the natural cannot even comprehend. But verse 10 says, but by my spirit I am revealing them. And I'm calling you today in the name of Jesus to begin to dream the impossible dream again that God put in your heart. It's time for you to live out that prophetic calling that's upon your life. It's time for you to stay focused on the word of the Lord. And when you understand that what you set before your eyes, which we're asking you to set the word there, whatever you set before your eyes determines what you begin to desire. So when you set the word before your eyes, you begin to have a passion to fulfill what God said you could do. And I'm just going to tell you, people of faith see things that others miss. People that know God see things that others miss. And so I'm asking you to keep moving forward in the kingdom of God. Keep advancing. Keep moving forward. Think of yourself the way God thinks about you. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is that man. So begin to see and think of yourself as a champion, changed, an overcomer, a victorious person, a healed and healthy person, an effective person, a person who has the gifting and the ability of God to do great and mighty exploits. As you begin to see this, you begin to operate on this, you begin to get a grip on the power of what God's saying to you, it'll change everything about your life. Begin to set your focus on the word of the Lord that God has put in your heart. And don't let anything distract you from that word. That's a God word that God's given you. I love the Message Bible, Psalm 67:7 in the Message Bible. It said, God, you marked us with blessings. You yes. marked us with blessings. God's taken our ashes and turned it into a blessing. He's taken our failures and turned it into a blessing. God,
glory.
You have marked us. You have marked us. Man didn't mark us. God, you marked us by putting your blessings upon our lives. And I just hear so clearly the word of the Lord saying, redemption was purchased and marked you for the blessing. Let me tell you about the blessing. The blessing has such a power and an ability to clothe you in favor. And favor, to me, from God, is the most amazing thing that I could ever even say to you. I never will forget, some years ago, I was pastoring in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'd only been there for just a few days, and the Lord said, Governor Wallace, who was the governor of the state of Alabama, George C. Wallace, said he needs to return to God. He needs to repent, and he needs to ask God's forgiveness for his attitude and his hatred and so on and so forth. And mm-hmm. I said, well, Lord, how in the world do you expect me to be able to touch Governor Wallace? And he said, well, you go 3 days with nothing but water and I'll show you. So I did. On the third day, God spoke to me and said, call his office. I went through a whole list of secretaries, Dr. Beverly, and finally this young lady came on. She said, I'm the appointment secretary, and I must ask you, what do you want with Governor George C. Wallace? And I, just up out of my innermost being, I said, he's a backslider. He needs to get his life right with God, and he needs to get the hatred out of his heart. And then there was silence on the phone. And I thought, oh, Lord, I probably said the wrong things. But it just come up out of my spirit. Then all of a sudden, this young lady that answered the phone, I could tell she was weeping. And she mm-hmm. got her composure, came back on, and she said, I'm sorry that I broke down, but she said, you're the first person that's ever called here and said you have an assignment from God to lead our governor back to a right relationship with God. And she said, I can only give you 5 minutes. And I said, that's fine. So she set me on the calendar, and I went down, walked in his office. He's sitting over behind his desk in his wheelchair, huge desk, and put his glasses down on the end of his nose and looked up at me and said to me, Sonny boy, what are you in here for? And just up out of my belly came that word of the Lord again. I'm here to lead you back to God and to cause you to repent from your hatred. And just kind of gave him a strong word, and he just fell on his desk, began to weep and weep and weep.
Oh, my.
And so he, after I watched my watch, and I had 5 minutes, so at 4 minutes, I said, Your Honor, I only have 5 minutes, and 4 minutes have passed, and I need to pray with you. He looked up, his face was wet, and I never will forget, he said, Sir, whose name was on that door when you walked in? I said, it said Governor George C. Wallace. He said, then I guess you're in my territory. I'll tell you when to leave. And he just fell back over on his desk weeping. And finally he looked up and said, what do I do now? And I led him in just a prayer of repentance from the depths of his heart. And the Spirit of God just fell in that office. And God transformed his life. And he said, now what do I do? And I said, well, you know, you've been really rude and crude to the black people in Alabama. I think you mm-hmm. need to publicly repent to them and apologize for your hatred toward them. And so he said, how do I do that? I said, well, you have power over the state television. And I said, you need to go to a church. You need to confess. And so he said, well, can I come to your church Sunday and and confess. And I said, well, yeah. And at that time, I didn't realize what I was even saying. And man, they sent the FBI and everybody else in there searching the the attics and the, under the floor and everywhere else to see if there was a bomb or anything. And so he came that Sunday. The place was packed. We tried to keep it under wraps, but word got out. And he came, and we had built a ramp for him to take his wheelchair up there, and he had made me vow I'd stand and hold his hand while he told his story. And so he took my hand, and he said, you know, he said, I allowed hatred to come in my heart when I was laying in my own blood after I'd been shot. Mm. And he said, I've lived with intense pain and hatred and not knowing the purpose. He said, I knew God intimately as a young man and under the old brush arbors and stuff here in Alabama. And he said, but I lost it. I just absolutely backslid away from God. He said, this preacher came and took me by the hand and led me back to the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood of Jesus Christ redeemed me. And man, the place just erupted. And so all the time I was in Montgomery, he was just like a personal friend. And even after I left and went to Oklahoma City and was pastoring there, he wanted me to fly back down and do the inaugural prayer. And actually was voted in the third term by the black people of Alabama because he repented and got his heart right. That's what I'm talking about, kingdom living, where
yes.
God takes what was meant for evil and turns it for his good. And I think that's where we're at. I think that's where God's called us as kingdom people to do this.
Yes, and it's such an important message for today. We have to remember, dear hearts, that there is nothing and no one that God cannot turn around.
That's right.
There is nothing that he cannot change. There is no situation, nothing in the news, the media, nothing he cannot change when he is in the midst of things. And he uses his servants.
Yes.
That's why it's so important for
yes.
each and everyone to have an ear to hear so
yes.
that they can position themselves to be used by the Creator that created us for a time such as this. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. There has been so much information, so many seeds and nuggets that have been imparted in you within the next last 10 minutes. I wanted to resonate there for a moment. So we're going to take a quick commercial. And when we get back, Apostle, let's talk a little bit about what someone has chatted with me. And she asked, can I miss it? So we're going to take a commercial, and then we're going to come back and address that.
Right.
We'll be right back. We are living in a new era, and God is doing a new thing. Technologies are rapidly developing, and our method of relating to one another is continually changing. Going Digital for His Kingdom Conference is designed to awaken and equip God's people with innovative ideas, current methods of mass communication, and deploy these methods into their spheres of influence, already ripe for harvest. Join Apostle Coy Barker and myself, Dr. Beverly Swanson, on Tuesday, August the 4th, this year at 8 a.m. at San Diego Christian College. The address is 200 Riverview Parkway, Santee. There is a message that the Lord has placed on our hearts just for you. Not only that, there'll be praise and worship by Jackie Velasquez and Nick Gonzalez at the conference. And then a special conference held at Sunrise Community Church that very same night at 7:30 p.m. It's easy to register. Just go to goingdigitalforhiskingdom.com. There'll be four other dynamic and anointed speakers there as well. Now, here is a special treat for you. If you key in Dr. BLS, that's DRBLS, or
DRCB. When you register, you'll receive a 10% discount on the registration. Now, don't forget, key in those DRBLS or DRCB. That's how much we want to make sure that you get there and hear what the Lord is saying. Now, if you're a pastor, a leader in ministry or business, that's where you need to be. Hear the word of the Lord and worship and praise in His presence, going digital for His kingdom. Apostle, I am back. Okay. I'm...
So exciting. So exciting.
It is exciting. We shall reach them on. That's what going digital and using every aspect of the media is about. Going outside those church walls.
It is.
Where they really need to hear the word. Now, I want to make sure that we touch on this because this dear heart chatted it through me. And she said, Apostle, can I miss it?
Well, my opinion is that if you have a heart, and you wouldn't be listening to us if you didn't have a heart for God, that God will lead you through voices that, like Dr. Beverly, that will help you to where, even though there might have been a delay, and to me, even if I do make a wrong turn, I can turn around and get back on the right path. And so the first thing comes to my heart on can you miss it is, well, yeah, you can miss it, but the very fact you're listening, you're open, says that God's going to lead you, guide you, direct you, take you to that destiny that God has for your life. And I would encourage you, never allow condemnation or guilt to be something that settles over your life like a dark cloud. If you made a mistake or you think you might have missed it, today you're getting back on the right path. You've made the turn. Your Holy Spirit GPS is putting you right back where you need to be. And God's plans for you have never changed. God's an unchangeable God. And He knew your end from your beginning. He knew where He was going to take you. He even knew that you'd have these setbacks and all the situations you're walking through, but He called you anyway. He chose you anyway. And so I would encourage you to lift your head up and understand that the enemy's plans to take you out failed. The enemy's plans to try to sidetrack you failed. And the very fact the Holy Spirit has you listening today tells me that your future is so bright and the blessing of God shall overtake you. Mm-hmm. And I speak to you from the word of the Lord on Amos 9:13. He said, there's coming a season in our lives that suddenlies are going to happen, and there is going to be an acceleration of God's plans. So I speak to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, backed up by the written word, that God is going to exceed your expectation, and there shall be an acceleration of the plans and the purposes of God. And that every individual that's listening right now by the Spirit of God needs to understand this is a divine appointment where God is fashioning, forming, structuring your life so that you may advance to the greatest days of joy, peace, prosperity that you could ever imagine. This, to me, is the most powerful thing that God has awakened in my heart. And even talking about media, television, and Facebook, and Twitter, and all the other stuff, it's amazing to me the change that is happening as we, as kingdom people, are connecting. and we're connecting, and we're connecting where thousands of us are connecting. And the Bible said one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight. So we begin to connect. I mean, we're seeing incredible things happen through Facebook, through Twitter, as we're just simply speaking the word into the lives of people, people getting healed, people getting set free, lives being changed. So when we begin to get this invitation to go digital with you guys, I thought, Lord, this is such a kingdom moment, such a God moment, where he's using every available means to arm the people, equip the people, and to cause them to see doors are flying open for them.
Yes.
That they don't have to kick them down. They don't have to try to have push them down. God is going to supernaturally move them. And I just believe that we've lived, Dr. Beverly, to be able to live in such a momentous moment for you and I as leaders in training, mentoring, impacting the lives of people around us, where suddenly they're breaking out of the cocoon that they've been in, and they're becoming that beautiful butterfly to go. They went through the process. They have been processed. Now it's that God moment where this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the ends of the earth. And every day, and I know you do too, we communicate with our missionaries in Africa and India and Nepal and Philippines. I communicated today several times on Facebook with my friends, my missionaries, and my pastor friends and leaders around the world. That so never again do we ever have to feel alone. And God has so moved us. And the thing I've learned is God never created us to be alone. He created us for divine connections. He created us to join forces together. And when we begin to grasp the revelation of God on the power of uniting, coming together, the people that are connected to you, they may not even realize it, but what an honor to be connected to a spirit-filled voice of God that is here for one reason. That's for them. You're not here for yourself. You're here anointed for them, speaking into their life, revealing to them the truth of God so that they can live out their calling. The Bible said truth sets us free. Suddenly the truth that we begin to know and comes a revelation in our hearts actually changes everything about us. And there is such a freshness of the anointing of God that's on you, Dr. Beverly, to make an impact that will change a world. And the people that listen and are connected to you, they need to rejoice, because this is the day that God created for them to excel and accelerate into all that God's chose them to do. And I think you've got some world changers that are connecting to this ministry that are going to literally change their world. They're going to change the atmosphere around them by their praise, their worship, and the declaration of the word of God out of their mouth. And so it's a tremendous moment. Every one of you that's tuned into Dr. Beverly and tuned into this ministry, you need to understand it is such a God moment for you, that you pray for her, that you support her, that you stand with her, that you be a part of. See, I believe that when you make an investment into an anointing, that anointing comes into your life. And so as people make an investment, their time, their prayers, their offerings into what you're doing, it becomes something they partake of. And so I just think it's an incredible open door. And going digital for the kingdom is going to be an absolute life changer for so many hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes,
because
yes.
Suddenly our influence is going to explode.
Yes. Oh, precious people, you've been showered. You've been showered with the gift and the grace of the Word of God from the heart of God spoken through you, to you through the apostle. We want you to truly understand and feel the heart of your Father. He
yes.
is your Father. And
yes.
your Father would not stand by and let you miss His glory. Your whole life was geared for this moment in time. When you look in the mirror at yourself, don't see yourself. See the image and likeness that you're made of. The image and likeness of God.
That's
the
right.
image and likeness of Jesus. And the power of the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You are not alone. So don't concern yourself with missing it. But here's what must happen. The apostle said you must feed your faith. That means, he said, you have to get that word in you. And it also means you have to shut the door. Shut the door on movies that are not of God.
That's
shut
right.
the door on the music that is not
right.
of God.
True.
That is talking the wrong message, speaking the wrong words. You cannot confuse your spirit by feeding it the word and then feeding it the world. Shut the door on those internet searches that you know are not of God. They are contaminating your spirit being and will delay your process, because now you are struggling with the world ways when your heart is with the Father's ways. Remember what he said, never ever curse the crisis. Because why? Because God takes everything and he turns it around for his good. There is no failure in Christ Jesus. And every victory leads to a testimony, and every testimony leads to a reward. For he rewards those that diligently seek him. And obedience is far greater than a sacrifice. Our Father has us. We are not alone. We have never been alone. And now is the time that the Lord is looking for glory carriers that will spend time in his presence for that purification of the vessel where he can immerse his glory. And when we walk in the crowd or walk in a room or walk in the city, the presence of God in us alone changes the atmosphere, heals the sick, heals brokenhearted, set the captives free. And that's what this is all about, that his name be glorified. The book to you, I think it's important to get it. It's a free download of information, powerful word, unrestricted, unrestricted, unrestricted. He said you can go to his website. It's a free ebook download, coybarker.com.
Man.
It is my suggestion that you go in and you grab it and you read it and then you read it again.
Yes.
As he said, feed your... want our Father to be radical for us, then we have to be willing to be radical
yes,
for him.
Yes.
And lastly, let's make a decision collectively together. Let us decide to be the sons, the daughters, the
yes.
brides, and the servants.
Yes.
And let God be God. I want to thank you so much, Apostle Barker, for joining me and listening to the voice of the Lord and obeying the voice of the Lord. I have been touched and honored by your presence, by the words the Lord has placed in your spirit, and that you have released in the atmosphere on all our behalf. It is a privilege to accompany you and at that time. I encourage everyone to go to his website at coybarker.com and see what he has there that will grace and gift and equip you in situations that you're in currently. I just want to thank you for having an opportunity by marrying that wonderful woman, Dee, that I had a chance to speak with.
I'm telling you, she's a jewel.
She is marvelous. And I could feel the love through the phone. I just wonderful to have an opportunity to speak with her. I just wanted to say, hello, Dee. It is an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. And I look forward to meeting you. And until we meet again, Apostle, I just speak blessings over you. The blood of Jesus surround you, immerse you inside and outside. Anything that not of God must dissipate by the mighty working blood of Jesus.
Praise
I declare
God.
It and command it
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that doors shall continue to open and you
Amen.
Will step on every platform
Amen.
And give the people the word of God that he is placing
Praise
in you
God.
To give and favor. Will follow
we
you
it, Father.
Everywhere you go.
Well, I bless you, great woman of God. Just know that it was a joy and a privilege for us to be here with you, and look forward to seeing you in San Diego.
As I, and each and every one of you. Now remember, that website to register is goingdigitalforhiskingdom.com. You don't want to miss it. So, unfortunately, it is time to close. Oh, how I hate to say goodbye. But we're not saying goodbye. We're saying until next time. Again, we want to thank Apostle Barker for joining us here at Inspiration and Empowerment and Breakthrough. And I want to remind everyone, again, to join me tomorrow. Yes, this is a double back. This time, we'll be speaking with Dan Rockwell, affectionately known as the Leadership Freak. Remember everything that the Apostle has given you from the Word of God. Feed your faith by reading the Word of God, listening to the Word of God. Get the tools that you need. Stop focusing on what has already been defeated and focus on victory in Christ Jesus. Until next time, I want you to know I truly love you more. Goodbye now.